Shortly after the young Francis of Assisi embraced a faith that would help color the face of Christianity for centuries to come, he sensed God telling him, "Francis, all those things that you have loved in the flesh you must now despise, and from those things that you formerly loathed, you will drink great sweetness and immeasurable delight." If a believer heard such words today, he or she would likely write them down in a journal and then forget them. Or perhaps a new Christian might compose a poem or a song celebrating the sentiment. If the person were an author, he or she might even find a publisher and entomb the lofty notions inside a book. But not Francis. Almost immediately, he applied the divine admonition in a horrifically beautiful way. As a young Christian rode his horse out of town, he saw what he once most despised, a leper. It is difficult for most moderns to understand the terror of that once untreatable disease. Leprosy is an insidious malady in which bacteria seek refuge in the nerves and then proceed to destroy them, one by one. Since the bacteria prefer the cooler parts of the body, toes, fingers, eyes, earlobes, and noses are most vulnerable. When your nerves lose all sensitivity, you become your own worst enemy, not realizing the damage you're causing to your own body. You could literally rub your eyes blind. Eventually, you lose your ability to see, and then you lose your ability to feel, and suddenly you're living in a senseless world. The only way to know what you're holding in your hands is to find any remaining stubbornly sensitive part of your body, perhaps a quarter-inch stretch of your lips or an eighth-inch spot on your cheek, and try to guess from the texture and the weight what it is you're carrying. Even apart from the macabre appearance of a leprosy victim, no one wants to end up alienated from the world, so most people kept an understandably wide berth around lepers. It was one of the most feared diseases of its time. "During my life of sin," Francis wrote, "nothing disgusted me like seeing victims of leprosy." Exuberant in his newfound faith and with joy flooding his soul, and remembering he was now to love and even treasure those things he formerly loathed, Francis chose not to run from the leper as he would have done earlier in his life. Instead, he leaped from his horse, knelt in front of the leper, and proceeded to kiss the diseased white hand. He kissed it. Francis then further astonished the leper by giving him money, but even that wasn't enough. No, Francis was determined to drink great sweetness from what he formerly loathed, so he jumped back on his horse and rode to a neighboring leper colony. Francis begged their pardon for having so often despised them, and after giving them money, refused to leave until he had kissed each one of them, joyfully receiving the touch of their pale, encrusted lips. Only then did Francis jump back on his horse to go on his way. In that indelible moment, Francis's faith became incarnate. His belief didn't just inspire him, it transformed him. Francis's initial conversion was invisible, exhibited only in the changed expression on his face. That's as far as many of us ever go. A superficial change of mind in response to a compelling argument for faith. This act was astonishingly explicit. A grotesquely gorgeous parable of a radically changed man. The very instant Francis's lips touched the leper, what could have been merely a religion crumbled under the weight of a new way of life. The horse no longer carried a man. That beast transported a saint whose example continues to challenge us yet today.